The following item is one of two we have included this week, taken from the monthly magazine edition. So with apologies that they may be familiar to those listeners who receive this, we hope they may be of interest to those of you who only receive the weekly recordings. The other, included later, is the Wild Oxfordshire item.
Life as a Brightwell Consortwell beekeeper. And this is taken from Brightwell's The Villager magazine. My grandpa, Steve Moll, is a beekeeper, and I wanted to interview him for the 2025 Village Fete. There were so many questions they wanted to ask him. Here's my interview. Can you tell me when and why you started keeping bees? I've been beekeeping with Granny for about 19 years now, so in 2006, when I came back from Belgium, I wasn't working, and I wanted something to do. There was a lady from the village called Viola Crow. She was about 80 at the time, and she'd always kept bees. She called me saying, "Steve, there's a swarm of bees in someone's garden. Will you help me out?" I said yes, and together we collected the bees and put them in a box. In the car, I said, "But what will we do with the bees?" Then she said that I could keep them, and so I did. I put them into a hive, and over the years, I collected more. How did you feel when you opened a hive for the first time? It can be very scary opening a hive for the first time. Once I got stung up the nose by one, and everyone was laughing, even though it wasn't funny at all for me. How many bees are in one hive? It depends on the time of year. In summer, there can be around 40,000 bees. However, in winter, there are only around 5,000 to 10,000. How do bees communicate? Bees often communicate by smell, or honeybees have a type of dance they call a waggle dance. What's the most surprising thing you've ever seen a bee do? Good question. It's probably the way that they know that their queen has died. They release a special scent so that all the other bees know, but they also do lots of other surprising things too. Do you have to check on your bees every day? No, normally just once a week. But I don't check on them as much at all in the winter. Have you ever given names to any of your hives or bees? I haven't, but I know another beekeeper who does. He names his hives after Greek gods. How do you collect the honey from the hive? I go to the hive and the honey boxes, called supers, are full of honey. I lift off the supers and put them on a stand. I have a leaf blower, and I blow all the bees out from the honey super so they can go back into the hive. I then put the super in the car. When I get home, I take it into the honey room and cut the top of the wax off the comb and put it into a honey extractor and spin it. Do bees have favourite flowers? Yes, they like the flowers that produce the most nectar. Their favourite one in the spring is probably the crop oilseed rape. In the summer, their favourite flowers are bramble, blackberries, and lime trees. What could children or families do to help bees? They could plant bee-friendly plants. Two things I'd recommend are spring bulbs like snowdrops or crocus. In the summer, they really like lavender, so that's a good plant. People could even welcome bees to their garden using bee hotels. If your bees could talk, what do you think they'd say? "We love sunny, dry weather. This has been a lovely summer for us because it's been dry, warm, and hot." That's what they really like.